What's up, guys? This is Dante, Glenn's assistant, and you're listening to the Energy Awareness Training Podcast. Enjoy.
Glenn Ackerman, Energy Awareness Training. Wanted to talk to you today about a unique word that I hear being thrown about on the internet and something I think is worth discussing, and that word's called transformation. Have you heard about that? You see the word a lot, transformation. Well, what is transformation? What does it really mean? Where did it come from? And how important is it to you in your growth and in your development? Well, I think it came from, or at least it was popularized by a man named Werner Erhard, who started the S training back in the 70s and the 80s that later morphed into Landmark Forum. And he talked a lot about transformation, wanting to transform the planet, wanting to transform our consciousness, wanting to transform all these things. And he had a unique training where he would keep you in a room for 12, 14 hours and talk a lot about different concepts of what stuff means and how people should change and what the ideal was, et cetera. I took that training, one of the last trainings that they did, I took that training and it was very interesting to hear the concepts, but it was a very mental thing. And while that was the forefront of what we see the personal development world today, you know, Tony Robbins came out of that, the whole personal development, self-development, working on yourself concept came from that place, which they called, I think, the Human Potential Movement was the name of it back then. But I want to talk to you about it now for a lot of you who are hearing about it for the first time. Transformation essentially means the ability to change, to take something that is one way and to create a shift in the way it works, the way it operates, into a new way of being, into a new understanding, into a new habit. When we're talking about self-development, we're talking about the ability to develop new habits, new beliefs, new ways of behavior. That's what transformation is. And you hear a lot of people, you know, talking about, you know, you can transform this in 30 days, you know, 30 days transform this, or 30 days, you know, some of this stuff is, you know, become a millionaire, 30 days. You know, you have books like Think and Grow Rich, you know, it like it's just, you know, like instant coffee or instant tea. And I'm here to tell you, as someone who's been working on transforming myself for a long time, that transformation is a wonderful thing, but it's not an event, it's a process. And I think this is an important message to get out to the world, that you know, transformation isn't just one weekend or one day or one course or one sit down with something. That starts the process rolling. Transformation is a process, an ongoing process, and I call it an ongoing training, because if you want to transform yourself, at least nowadays, it's not enough just to read books, and it's not just enough to take classes, and it's not enough to go on expeditions, you know, vision quests or sweat lodges or these type of things. Those are really popular in the last 20 years, but we're entering into a new understanding, a new paradigm of self-development and personal change. And those of you who follow my work know that change is found in the energetic realms, the ability to understand and identify the hidden energies that are affecting us every day, and we don't even know it. And so when somebody's interested in transformation, what they're really interested in is they're interested in change. You know, they're here and they want to be here. And they've tried many times to get closer to that, and they take two steps forward and three steps back, etc. So I want to alert you that so many times you think, from the stuff that we hear on the internet or the promises that, you know, books or courses make you, that this stuff is available, you know, and that you can change overnight. And, you know, you can make your dreams happen, you know, by the weekend. You can lose 50 pounds by Thursday. You can become a millionaire by the end of the month. You know, you can go from being nerdy, you know, around the opposite sex to being a master of dating and of attraction, you know, in a three-day weekend. Well, you and I both know, I mean, can we talk just between you and I? That's not true. It doesn't work that way. And I'm making this video and making this point to give you some encouragement and some support, because a lot of people think, oh, you know, I took the class, I took the three-day, you know, how to date class, and I should be a whiz, and I'm still making mistakes. Of course you are. You join, you know, you're someone who's 50 pounds overweight. They join the gym, and it's 2 weeks later, and they haven't lost any weight yet. Okay. Wow. So what I want you to know is that there's change, true change, and there's artificial change. And you need to know that, because in the process of transformation, in the process of change, change comes in increments. You know, when you're learning something, you don't learn something, you know, you don't learn a language in one day, or even in a week, or even in a month. But all change is incremental. And that's important for you to know, because so many people beat themselves up and say, well, you know, it's been a week and I haven't seen any results, or it's been this, and they're looking for instant change, instant transformation. It doesn't work that way. It's a process that starts when you make a decision that I need to make a change. That's the first thing. I need to make a change. I'm fed up with the way things are, and I need to do something different. That's the first step. The second step is identifying, from an energetic point of view and an energetic awareness, what the stopgaps are. You see, whatever it is that you want to change, if you could have changed it, you would have changed it, wouldn't you? You know, people contact me to change so many things. And they contact me because they know I do energy awareness training. And part of that training is the ability to make rapid change. Now, not instant change, but rapid change. Now, there's some things that you can change pretty quickly. You can change your beliefs. You can change your state. You can even change your energy very quickly. And that's the key to real, true transformation. The ability to recognize hidden energies that are affecting you, you personally, because you have a story. You have a history that you came from, and it's unique only to you. And every human being that comes down into this world, we have issues. We have things to deal with. There's nobody walking around that doesn't have some issue or some challenge in their life to deal with. That's the purpose of us being on this planet. Now, how we go about that is whether we're going to use transformation in a high vibration energy way or a low vibration energy way. You say, well, what's the difference? Let me give you an example. Let's say that you want to be in shape. Let's say that you want to, you know, build your body up and be stronger and maybe, you know, have more muscle. Well, there's a couple of ways to do that. There's the shortcut and there's the long-term way to do it. Now, if you've been following my videos, you know there's two types of energies. High vibration energy, which is long-term fulfillment, but usually comes with a price to pay. Usually in the beginning, there's some discomfort or moving out of your comfort zone. But the end result is long-term fulfillment versus the low vibration energy, which is an instant hit. An instant gratification. And usually that instant gratification, while it gives you a pleasure hit, usually comes with long-term suffering or long-term dissatisfaction. Well, of course we all want high vibration, But so much of the time we get involved in the low vibration energy. So here's a great example in working out. Hey, if I want to get big, why don't I just take steroids? You take the steroids, you know, in a couple of weeks, you got big muscles, you're stronger, you're lifting big weights and you're in shape. That's a quick hit, right? And a lot of people do that. But what happens is because it qualifies as low vibration energy, which is quick hit, but long-term potential suffering, people who take steroids, who go that route, eventually get big, but they have to get off the steroids for an amount of time or else they have major body damage. And if you look at the people who use steroids, you know, over a long-term period, without doing the foundational work to get in shape, they have major health problems and it ends up, you know, biting them in the butt and it causes long-term suffering. Whereas getting in shape takes time, going to the gym, eating right, resting. You don't see results quite off the bat because it's a process that you do. And over time, the muscle that you build and the strength that you build stays and it lasts. And it took longer to get there and it was a bigger price to pay because you probably had to spend a lot of time training. But the end result is long-term fulfillment. You're in shape, but you're in shape in a healthy way. You've got more strength or got more muscle, but you're healthy. Do you see the difference of what I'm making? So when people try to take shortcuts in whatever it is they do, you know, you can take... You saw on the news here in the last couple of months, people try to take shortcuts getting their kids into college, right? There's a regular way you do that, which is you take the SAT, you apply for the colleges, and you do the best to present yourself in the best light and hope that you get chosen. That's the high vibration energy way of doing something. The low vibration energy way is bribing, you know, paying somebody to bribe officials, you know, or to cheat on tests, or to, you know, do shady things to manipulate the system to be able to get the end result. Now, what happens is, that being low vibration energy is, you'll get an immediate hit. So for many years, this guy who was working the, you know, this get into college scam that you've heard on in the news, he's making lots of money. And he helped kids get into college. He's been doing, I think it was around, what, 2, 3, 4 years maybe? So those kids got into college. Now it's 2 or 3 or 4 years later, and now the scam has been exposed. And now what's gonna happen? The kids who got in the easy way, you know, from their parents, you know, using money to use a guy to bribe and manipulate the system, they're disgraced. They're expelled. They're shamed. Well, that's not what they got into it for, but that's what happens when you take the easy way out. So when we're talking about transformation, it's a beautiful thing, and we all want to transform, but it's not easy. I'm going to tell you that right at the get-go. Anything worthwhile doing isn't easy. Getting an education isn't easy. Getting in shape isn't easy, right? You know, trying to have a happy relationship with the opposite sex, not easy. But yet, if you continue doing these things from the right way, they can bring long-term happiness. So I want to make this a very important point. You know, you're watching the videos and you're probably familiar with my work. I hope you are. If you're not, check me out at energyawarenesstraining.com. And the work is an ongoing process. In energy awareness training, I teach people how to become, first of all, aware of the process that you're in. You're in an energetic process. You're dealing with energy every day, day and night. You can't not do it because we're living in an energetic world. Now, being in this world, what we all want is we all want to change, as I mentioned before, and change isn't easy. So there are a lot of people offering shortcuts to be able to change this or change that. Great. I'm here to tell you that if you want to transform, You've got to commit to the process. And the process isn't easy, but it's simple. It requires dedication, focus, awareness, time, and even money. If you're going to work on yourself, if you're going to learn, if you're going to have mentors teach you, if you're going to seek out the state-of-the-art personal change development programs and systems, of which I think energy awareness training is the number one system that there is, out of me personally investigating at least 50 to 60 different methods, disciplines, modalities, etc. Remember this. Nothing changes until energy moves. And moving energy is about moving the energy inside you, being able to transform your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions from the energy that it's currently in, that's giving you, taking you in the place you're in right now, to cleaning and clearing and moving that energy out and being able to be aware of the energetic roadmaps that are around you every day. And being able to see those roadmaps, you'll be able to see ditch straight ahead. You know, don't go down this road, you know, or you'll fall into the ditch, versus signs of, this is the freeway. This is the clear way to go. Take that. Okay? So the answer to all of the things that we face, all the challenges that we're dealing with, the answer is always in the energy. The energy will always tell you what the situation is, whether it's your relationship, whether it's your health, whether it's your business. You got a problem, you don't know the answer to it, that's because you're looking in the wrong place. If you got a problem and you haven't been able to deal with it, and you've tried this, you've tried that, what you haven't tried is looking at the energy, because the energy is a deeper dimension. It's a deeper level of existence of what I call our operating systems. And when you're able to navigate and recognize where the energies are going, that's how you're able to get transformation going. Because energy has a power, it has a purpose, it has a frequency, a direction, and it gives off information. So what we're training you to do in energy awareness is to be able to see so much more than you see right now. Right now, the average person is using about 10 to 20% of their capabilities in trying to navigate this world. Well, science tells us there's over 10 to 12 dimensions of reality. It's just that we can only see three. So what would it be like if you were able to see 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? That's the process of transformation. And the transformation has come for me and my students when you're able to see the world in a whole new different way, when you're able to understand how the forces that influence us daily operate. That's transformation, so that you don't make the same mistakes you've been making, so you don't fall in the same traps you were falling in before. So it's the ability to take where you were and, you know, the issues that you're dealing with, and recognize the energies that were pulling you down, that were sabotaging you, that were holding you back, and transform that low vibration, that stuck, that negative energy operating in your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, to high vibration energy, to energies of flow, to energies of high performance, to energies of courage, power, strength. Wow. And ultimately, feeling good every day. And that's the promise of energy awareness. You being able to control your energy, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and being able to dump at will that low vibration energy and move into a high vibratory state. So you're feeling good every day. You're feeling powerful. You're in alignment with your higher self, with the higher frequencies, and then life gets great. And that's what real transformation is, guys, okay? So hang in there and recognize it's not an, transformation isn't an event, it's a process. It's a process that you need to commit to. And if you're constantly aware of your energy and cleaning and clearing your energy, you'll be able to have the life you've always wanted. And I'm here to help you. This is Glenn. Remember, the answer is in the energy. Bye for now.
Hey, I hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you'd like to learn more, please head to energyawarenesstraining.com. You can find a ton of other free content and resources to start raising your vibration, shifting into high vibration energy, and clearing out the negative low vibration energy. This will improve your happiness, relationships, wealth. It literally impacts everything across the board. So if you'd like to learn more about that, check out energyawarenesstraining.com. Hope to see you there.